we don't dream big enough. Realistically, we're going to always look at our goals and think, oh, that's too grandiose, that's too big. So we'll always play small. That's where, again, like your emotional brain tends to take you there because it's a safe place. So we always play small. But I always say to people, set the small goals, meet that goal, but also have the bigger long-term goals as well, right?
Welcome to the Find Your Strong podcast. I'm Jennifer Van Barneveld Pay, president of Strong Fitness Magazine, founder of Team Strong Girls, and fitness coach turned fitness publisher. Each week, I'm going to give you a thought or an interview of how to build stronger bodies, stronger minds, and stronger relationships. Getting to where I am now has been nothing short of a journey of the ultimate highs and the deepest of lows. I've had my fair share of setbacks, near bankruptcy, an eating disorder, and multiple miscarriages. You name it, I lost my way time and time again. But through it all, I uncovered my purpose, which gave me the perseverance to find my strong and stay the course. I've spent more than 15 years coaching women, and I know that fitness is a vessel to help you feel strong, confident, and empowered in your body and your life. If you're looking for inspiration and motivation, you've come to the right place. You are not going to want to miss this. Hello, everyone. Welcome. Hey, Laura.
Hi, how are you?
Good. How
Good
are
to see
you?
you. I'm
Good to
good.
see you. Today, I'm really excited. We're going to talk about setting goals, specifically SMART goals, because it's really the secret sauce to turning your goals, your dreams into a reality. And I have Laura on with me today. We've been working together for 3 years now. We've put on some serious muscle. We've shed like almost like 30, was it 30 pounds? 30 pounds of
Was
fat?
close to. It's about
Close to
25.
30 pounds,
Yeah.
25. Yep.
Yeah.
She did her first professional fitness photo shoot last year. She was on the cover of Strong for our 10th anniversary celebration cover. And she also made it in the top 10 for the Hot and Fit 100. And you also joined our coaching team. This was a big year for
Know.
you. Oh my gosh.
Just a
2024.
little. Just
Yeah.
a little bit. Yeah, it's been amazing.
It's been a year of growth. And I thought there was no other human being that I should be talking to about setting a goal, dreaming big, and actually achieving it. Like we talked a little bit about this beforehand, like you put the steps together and actually achieving the goal. So while I'm going to go through the SMART goals, you're going to go a little deeper with your brain retraining. That's how,
Yes.
yeah, that's how we met. You came on, you told me or you helped clients with brain retraining. So we can get into that as well. But that's really going to help everybody who's tuning in to become really clear and actually take actions on their goal. So if you're tuning in, please write in the chat to where you're tuning in from. And also, if you have time, go grab your journal, pen, and go through these goals with you because I want you to be really clear on some actionable goals that you can, start to do right now, and then also some bigger dreams, some bigger goals in the future. I tend to like to separate my goals into short-term goals as well as long-term goals. Are you the
Yes.
same, Laura?
I'm exactly the same. I always say we don't dream big enough. Realistically, we're going to always look at our goals and think, oh, that's too grandiose, that's too big. So we'll always play small. That's where, again, like your emotional brain tends to take you there because it's a safe place. So we always play small. But I always say to people, set the small goals, meet that goal, but also have the bigger long-term goals as well, right? So and you have to have the emotion and all of the tools to take you there. And we'll talk about that after, but yeah, that is exactly how I function.
Yes, I was always like that too. Like I needed to set up small goals and achieve them. But it wasn't until like a couple years ago when I actually was in the Archangel group with Giovanni. They're like, set huge goals that even if you were to get partway there, you would be so happy. And I was like, but that I couldn't like conceptualize that. I was like, but don't you need to hit your goals? And he's like, yeah, like you have other goals along the way that you're hitting, but set crazy goals. And so if you're
exactly.
like halfway there, you're like, wow, I've actually achieved something.
100%.
So the first step to this is the SMART goals here. So S stands for specific. So we want to get crystal clear on what you want to achieve. So you want to define your goal with, you know, being very, very clear and specific with what it is. So for example, I want to get in shape is not very specific, right? It's a more specific goal than that would be like, I aim to lose 10 pounds in the next 3 months. Another goal would be, and I hear this often, I want to be able to do kettlebell swings. That's not super specific, right? A better goal for kettlebell swings would be, I want to do kettlebell swings with a 40-pound kettlebell in the next 60 days, right? So how would you dive a little deeper into the specific goal with your brain retraining, Laura?
So what I always want to know with people, and I think it's really important to know your why. Why do you want to do this? Like, what's your why, right? Because if your why is, you know, we can have sort of a shallow why where it's like, well, I want to look good. I want to be, again, beach ready, bikini ready. That's all fine and dandy. But usually there's a deeper why. Like, I want to be healthier for my family. I want to live longer. I want to have stronger bones. I want to be active with my grandchildren. Like, what's your really deep why? Because that will always push you further than the superficial why.
Yeah.
Right. Because we've all done the quick fix to get fit, to, you know, be in that bikini. It doesn't last because your why is just it falls flat. So from your brain's perspective, emotionally, the attachment to it is really minimal. If your investment is, I just want to look good for the summer in a bikini.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So if you can emotionally, you know, bring in, what would it feel like to, you know, meet again, like what, again, this why as to, okay, well, I want to be stronger for my family. I want to have this longevity, to bring in the emotion of that, you know, and it really is, you'll feel it, you know, deeply within yourself. If you can bring that, you know, into play, it's going to propel you forward. So you have to have that emotion to pair with your why, and you have to go a little deeper than just that surface level. Otherwise, we're just going to be in a constant sort of, I always call it crash and bonk cycle, where you're, yes, you'll lose the weight, but you'll put it right back on, right? We want you in that really great state of mind, right?
I love that. And so why don't you share a little bit about your story? When you reached out to me, was it about more of a specific goal, and you kind of, as you went on, it turned into something more
absolutely
deeper?
So there was a superficial level to it where it was, you know, really initially it was, I had just come off the throes of illness. Some of you will have read the story in Strong, Lyme disease and different, you know, again, conditions that came along with it. And I was told I would never exercise again. I'd be in pain the rest of my life. And the doctors basically closed the door to any good health, or, you know, even being able to do things or live my daily life. So when I came to you, it was, Jenny, like, I've been really sick. I've just rehabilitated myself to a point where I can exercise. I was lifting, I was doing some cardio, you know, nutritionally, I was eating very well. But, you know, again, even with a nutritional certification, they don't teach us really what we need to build muscle and to wrap up our metabolism. Like, it just doesn't, we never get taught the right things around that. So when I came to you, it was a combination of, I really needed the help in and guidance in building that muscle and, you know, again, leaning out. But I also had that other goal where it was, I do want to look good. I do want to do the photo shoot. I think that was, you know, also there too. But, you know, inevitably, when I dug deeper for the why, it always came down to, I've got this little person that relies on me, and I want to be able to pick him up if I have to carry him off the playground if he falls and hurts himself. You know, I want, like, you always look for, I always say, use the mommy hormones if you're a mom. You know, look at what that, you know, what's your initial thought? I had a client the other day say, I could pick my child up, you know, he was really sick and I had to carry him up and down the stairs, you know. So I had a lot of different whys, but so I had the superficial of, yes, looking good, but I also had the deeper one of, I really want to feel good and be healthy for my family. So, you know, when I reached out, it was a combination. So long-term goal, photo shoot, short-term, let's get me healthy, let's get me, get the muscle put on, leaned out, and, feeling, really feeling good, really feeling well. So,
Yeah, we gave you a lot more food. You couldn't believe the amount of food you were eating, and your body at that point was primed and it responded nicely. And okay, so I'm going to get into so we talked about this is specific goal. So get really clear on what you want to achieve. Also, Laura talked about your why, which is I'm actually going to go into your why in a little bit more detail next week because I find as a coach, when people are coming in the door, it is very much a surface. I need, that's what they're losing sleep over. I am 20 pounds heavier. I do not feel comfortable in my clothes. I do not want to be in pictures with my children. I don't want to even think about a vacation. So they've come because that is their pain, right? But it is so much more than that. It goes a lot deeper than that. It's, think of your life in 20 years from now or even 10 years from now. If you continue to live this way, are you going to be able to get, down on the ground and play with your children or your grandkids or, like what does that look like? And that's really the why. That's how, you were right. That's how we carry on and live our life like we live as strong
And
girls
for
every
me
day.
too, like a big part of it was I've been on the flip side. I've endured illness, so I learned to appreciate my wellness, right? So it was looking and saying, how much better can this get? Let's do this together. So that's where the strong girl mentality really takes you, is you want to look at this as a wellness journey as much as your physical transformation. Because really it does, your health is, just it should be number one, but often isn't, right? We look at it as secondary. But that was a big part for me, was the appreciation of being healthier, when we fueled me more efficiently and I felt so much better with more food, and just, feeling healthy goes a long way, right?
Totally, totally. So the next step to setting a SMART goal is to have a measurable goal. So we want to make sure that these goals are, quantifiable, and this way you can track your progress. We all know, if you're a strong girl and you're working with a coach, we want to track your progress. We do this through a number of different ways. The scale is one tool of measurement. There's, your measurements, and then there's also how you're perceiving yourself and all of these non-scale victories that we also go over with in the biweekly check-in forms. But it's also important to set measurable goals. So getting really super clear on the type of goal and how you're going to measure it. So for instance, if you're, I want to be able to run a mile without stopping is better than I want to get into better cardiovascular shape, right? Was there any of these measurable goals that you used along your own journey of losing the
Absolutely.
25 pounds?
Again, and going back to, the superficial and, needing that deeper level, like for me, I had to look at it and say, I really want to dig into this as a health journey long term, looking at longevity and, really making this my lifestyle, right? Not just looking at it as a quick fix or, a fast, fad change. It was just, it became my lifestyle, right? It's something I wanted to really do for myself and for the people around me.
If you are ready to transform your body and mindset, but tired of endless cardio and restrictive diets, I want to personally invite you into the Team Strong Girls Body Transformation Group on Facebook. This is our supportive private community of like-minded women, and every Thursday at noon, I teach a live masterclass on weight loss, fat burning, and muscle building. I also dive deep into perimenopause and menopause, info that we all need to know. Many of our members describe this group as the one thing that they've been longing for when starting a fitness program. So please don't miss out. Click the link in the show notes and join our group today. Transformations don't happen in isolation. The next one we go into is like the attainable, the achievable, like what is actually achievable. And, you know, you being a coach now, you kind of see women coming in and they're like, you know what, I need to lose 30 pounds. And they're so fixated on that number, right?
Right.
That they want to do everything in their power to lose it as quick as possible. Right. So we're hearing, you know, I want to lose 30 pounds in, you know, the next 12 weeks. Although I have seen it done. That's very fast, right? That's not really attainable or achievable. We have to kind of break the goal down. So,
brain likes, again, it likes small. So if, when you put something really big out there and you say, and this is why it's great to set big goals and try to meet them, but we also need those small ones because otherwise it becomes overwhelming. Like, and most of our clients, I think, you know, experience overwhelm. And even at some points I felt a little overwhelmed and had to rein myself in too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I think that setting the smaller goal, your brain is really only set up to look at maybe even the next day. Yeah. I would say to people, if you can't, you know, if you find it overwhelming, or, you know, again, you're, you know, because a body recomposition is a longer term goal. It's, you know, it's a marathon, not a sprint, like what we're used to, the fast fix. You know, if you're that type of mentality, take it day by day, or set your, or week by week, set your goals, you know, to maybe you want to just, you know, make it a about meal planning, right? This is what I want to do. And this is what I'm going to meet this week, right? I'll just, and again, like you said, those not NSVs, the non-scale victories can be, oh my God, I prepped all my meals for the week. You know, I met these smaller, attainable, measurable goals that were, again, they're smaller, but your brain can maybe only handle that at this point because emotionally that's where you're at, right?
Yeah.
You're not ready for the bigger stuff because then it becomes like, oh my God, I've got to lose the 20 pounds and I've got to lose it now. Relax. Scale it back. Pull back.
Focus on the more actionable steps that you can take. Like, I'm going to plan my meals and stay on plan for the next 2 weeks.
You have to be realistic with the journey too, right? So, and that's where I found it. Like, this is it's a very sustainable, very easy thing to do when you realize you have to also be realistic around what you're doing and your expectations of it.
I love that. And then your goal also has to be relevant and aligned with you as well.
Right.
So when all of you listening here, all of you on this page, you're here because we all pretty much share very similar values and beliefs. You know, we want to prioritize ourselves. We want to put ourselves first. We want to be healthy for ourselves and our family. We believe in, you know, filling our cup first so we can, you know, be the best versions of ourselves. And your goal should be really aligned with that as well. All of you here probably enjoy lifting weights, right? That's what Strong Girls is all about. We want to get stronger in the gym. We don't love to do all the extra cardio stuff. You know, we understand that cardio is important for our heart health and, you know, we fit it in, but we're not going to like endless boot camp classes and that sort of thing. But that's what I mean with setting a goal that's relevant to you. Because if it's not, you're not going to stick with it.
Exactly.
Right. And Laura, when you came in to be a strong girl, what were you doing beforehand? Like, how did, because you really loved the lifestyle. So were you doing some of the training, like the lifting weight?
I was weight training. So my background is I got my CPT, certified personal training certificate when I was in my 20s, loved it. Got out of the industry just for other reasons, you know, the politics, but, you know, always loved fitness. So I've always been a lifter, even as a teenager, in high school, I was lifting. So, and really prioritizing that over cardio, but also had a little bit of that old cardio bunny mentality knocked into me by my mom. So I had some limiting beliefs and behaviors from the past that definitely crept in. It was like, you have to do a certain level of cardio. Otherwise, you know, you're not going to shed the fat. So there was always this, you know, I was overdoing the cardio and under eating And then I was weight training, which was great. But I always say to people, you can't build a house up and burn it down at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is essentially what you're doing, right? You're trying to build, but you can't. You're just going to burn down all that, burn out all that muscle. So that's, you know, where I was at in my journey when I came to you. It was, you know, I was stagnating. And I didn't know what I was doing wrong. And then when you gave me extra food to eat, I went, oh my God, this is, you know, duh.
Yeah.
You know, you I have an aha it. Moment mm-hmm. where you, and you feel kind of dumb, you know, because really, you know, inevitably we're taught to eat as women as little as possible, you know? So again, and even through nutrition and what, you know, we're prescribed by the government standards, it's not to build muscle, right? It's not enough protein, for instance, to build muscle. So that's where you came into play. And we're like, Laura, if you want to build, if you want to see your body change, this is what you need to do. And you tweaked that for me. So mm-hmm. it was a lifestyle I was already living and loved. But I just wasn't going about it the proper ways. So
that's actually I'm really grateful good for that. Yeah, that's actually a really good point that you made for you know, setting a relevant goal. I feel like this piece is also the education part of it, right? Like if you're doing something and you're not educated on it, on why you're doing it, you know, it might not jive with you. Like, why am I?
Exactly.
And we hear this from our clients. Like, I don't know if I want to lift weights like 4 times a week and eat all of this food. Like, I don't want to blow up like a bodybuilder. You're not going to blow up like a bodybuilder.
You don't have that testosterone. Don't worry.
No. And they're eating a whole lot of food and doing a lot of other stuff. So that's impossible.
Your stomach wouldn't handle the food.
Yeah. So like having that education piece, I feel like is important. I feel like as Strong Girl coaches, we do a really good job of this. It's one of the reasons why we develop Strong Formula too, is like the why behind your programming, to know why you're doing these things. And then you're bought in. You're like, oh my God, yes, I do feel the changes. I look better. I'm tighter. I'm leaner. Like, and this is all working. So, and that's also enjoying it too. Like, you know, enjoying getting stronger and enjoying how you're feeling.
Feeling good. Yeah. The energy levels, you know, increase. You see your pain levels and inflammation decrease. You see yourself mm-hmm. sleeping better. You go, oh my gosh, this is fantastic. And I noticed like with a lot of my clients, like you said, with the Strong Formula, I've attracted a lot of trainers and coaches who are now my clients. And, you know, they love hearing the why behind like the strategy. They want to know.
This? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So why we do what we do, like they know why they want what they want, but they're like, why do you do what you do?
Yeah.
And when it gets explained, they're so grateful. So I think that's a really, really big piece of it too.
It's huge. Now the last part is the time bound. So like, you know, setting a deadline on your goals. I love this part because, you know, we can talk about the more actionable goals that, you know, you're hitting your meal plan for 2 weeks straight, like setting those little goals up is important. But as we bring our strong girls through the success path and they're in that mid phase, sometimes what happens is, and as we know this, motivation comes and goes. We can't rely on motivation, but setting that specific deadline is, I feel like it's a little bit of magic because it kind of, you know, it drives your motivation up a little bit. You know, you're focused on that goal. We like to have our women, have our strong girls celebrate themselves with something like a photo shoot, right? And so a photo shoot usually has that deadline. You know, we book with Paul and Monica, and, you know, he has to give a date because he gets busy. So that's that specific deadline. And I don't like to look at deadlines as like, that's the end. I always like to look at deadlines as like, that's the beginning of the next phase.
Exactly.
Right. And I feel like we did that a lot with you. And I feel like you're going to have so much insight here because you worked with me for a while, right? You came off of being sick for a long time. So we really had to build your body back up. You know,
and we had other things too, where I had a surgery and, you know, had to recover. So I had 8 weeks off where it was, you know, just digging into the nutritional plan. So we had a lot of, you know, ups and downs, but we pivoted and we always made it work. And, you know, I think with myself, with my own mindset, you know, it's always looking at not, you know, I could have looked at it and said, oh my God, I'm stuck for 8 weeks. I can't do anything. And, you know, just really dug into the poor me and, you know, all that stuff. But the strong girl thinking should, you know, is, and what we're, you know, taught is, no, if you stick to your nutrition plan and you eat for your rest day and, you know, everything, all things being relative, you're going to make, you know, gains. You're going to continue to progress through the program. So again, it's knowing that no matter what you're going through, this plan is a lifestyle and it's going to get you to where you want to go. And it's not, you're never hindered in any way there. I never looked at things and said, oh my God, I'm not going to get to that photo shoot because of X, Y, and Z. And part of it too is my background in brain retraining. What I believe in really strongly is pairing the emotion of what it's going to feel like to do the photo shoot. Like that's my, if that's my goal, I'm taking that emotion daily, at least twice a day to sit with it and say, how great is this going to feel? You know, when I meet this goal, what am I going to feel like? What is it going to look like? And you pair the thought and emotion together. And this is neuroscience, but we're not going to go deep. That would be, you know, too much. But if you pair thought and emotion together and you sit there with it and you visualize it, you know, and you think, oh my God, this, you're swimming in the emotions of doing that photo shoot and the end result with Paul, and it's just so fantastic. You actually store it as a memory. Your brain stores it as a lived experience. So the beautiful thing about your brain is if you just sit and do that twice a day, it'll keep you on track because you'll just keep, you know, as you are going through things and as life, you know, gets, you know, things come up like, you know, a surgery or an injury or something like that, that maybe could potentially throw you way off course. You're much more able to bring yourself back and center yourself and say, okay, hold on. I know how it's going to feel to meet my goal, and you'll be very settled and you'll progress with ease, right? Mm-hmm. We want this to be easy for you. We don't want it to be hard. And that's where I found for myself, it became very easy because I was able to really take that deep breath, sit back, know that I was in great hands with you, but also great hands with myself and where my mind was at. Right. So pairing that thought and emotion and having that feeling around the end result or the goal is really, really important. And it's so simple to do, right?
Do you, that's great advice. And we have a lot of strong girls that are getting ready to shoot for strong in the next couple of weeks. And a lot of them are nervous, really nervous. I've said to look at their nerves as excitement instead of nervousness, but do you have any tips for them?
So the body and brain read fear and excitement in exactly the same way, except for if you're feeling fear, you're bringing out the hormones of stress. And if you're feeling excited, you're bringing out all those good endorphins that we want to have. Mm-hmm. So it is very much a matter of flipping that fear into excitement, but also again, doing, you know, I always say to people and they think it's woo-woo, and I would have years ago too, if I hadn't, you know, again, the proof is in the pudding. When you do it, you realize, oh my gosh, this works. Visualizing what it's going to look like, visualizing it going well. It's not what could go wrong, because that's always where the brain wants to
Our
go.
Brain always what goes go there. Wrong? Yeah. Like, oh my God.
Right. I'm, the photo shoot,
my tan's
going to
look awful. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My tan, something will go wrong. What could go, you know, it's like, no, but what could go right?
Who else thought this when they did a photo shoot? Just type in the chat. What did you think the worst thing that could happen at the photo shoot? Go on.
Yeah. So, you know, with me for photo shoots, I visualized it going well. And I was also prepared. I think there's a level of preparedness that you go into it with. You book your tan ahead of time, you know, you get your hair done, your nails done, you're prepared. But know that also going in, just to calm any nerves, that, you know, Paul and Monica are great people and they're just human beings like us. So humanizing that aspect of it too, I think really helps, because when you, you know, dig into it and say, I'm just a human meeting another human and they're going to take some pictures of me, it's not a big deal. You know, it is a big deal. Don't get me wrong. Like once you have those photos, you're going to go,
it's
wow,
epic. It's epic.
It's not, there's nothing dangerous or threatening or anything fearful, nothing to be feared. Right. Yeah. So really it should be joyful. It should be exciting. And like you said, turn that fear into excitement, visualize what could go well. Think about what will go well, not could go well, but what is going to go well. It will be inevitably fine. Look at what you've worried about over the past that never ever happened, right? It usually comes to fruition like 0.5% of the time, right? Realistically.
We kind of switched coaching roles for a little bit when I was sick because I
Yeah.
was going down that rabbit hole on
Yeah,
Google
it's
thinking
easy
I
to go
had
down.
everything. And that's what you taught me, you know, just our mind's always going to go to the worst case scenario and don't let your mind go there because it's like
No,
not
it's
very
the
likely that it's.
oldest part of the brain. And I, you know, very quickly, just for the people that are going to go, well, this is a little too deep. Your limbic system in your brain, it has the intelligence of a 3-year-old. Now that's your emotional center in the brain. Can you imagine letting a 3-year-old run your life? I always say to people, would you let a 3-year-old make your financial decisions or drive your car? No, right? Like I wouldn't let my 6-year-old do anything for me, believe me. You know, you see, and so whenever you have that blowout temper tantrum or that anxiety, that nervousness, that's that 3-year-old up there going, I don't like this. You're doing something new and different that feels very threatening to me. And I always tell people, if you look at it as just like a 3-year-old having a temper tantrum, it becomes kind of laughable. You know, get silly with it, make light of it, and move forward and really dig into the joyful side of what's about to happen because it's going to be an epic ride. Like you said, it's going to be an epic journey. Not, don't listen to the 3-year-old.
Don't
3-year-old doesn't get to
listen
come along for the ride.
to
You know, realistically, be dig into those, you know, chemicals, those hormones of excitement, happiness, and know that you're, you know, again, once you reach this goal, you're gonna want to set bigger ones. You're going to have loftier goals. They get bigger, they grow, right?
That's
So
exactly how, like, I've seen it with a lot of the strong girls, you know, as you know, like the, you know, they start, it starts with the photo shoot
right.
and then it probably ends up in another photo shoot. And then they're, you know, taking their certifications and, you know, going in that direction. A lot of our girls have turned into coaches and it's really cool to see because I've always believed that fitness is really a catalyst for a lot of amazing things that transpire in our lives, right? It just helps us
Exactly.
become step into that 2.0 version of ourselves and become so crystal clear on our life and our goals when we're
Yes.
feeling aligned, when we're feeling good, when we're feeling confident and
Exactly.
sexy and fit and all of that. It all kind of comes into alignment. Guys, I'm going to take a little break from the podcast and talk about something that's really important to me, and that is energy. Now, we could all use a little bit more energy, am I right? Now, I've got a cool little hack for you, and it's one scoop of Burn Cycle to replace your coffee. You know, I'm not a huge fan of so-called weight loss products, but I'm in favor of delicious and easy ways to boost energy. Burn Cycle tastes amazing. My favorites are watermelon candy and blue raspberry. They both taste like summer to me, and it gives you an incredible focus and energy throughout your day. Way better than a regular cup of coffee. Burn Cycle is made by Perfect Sports, and they make a bunch of other products that are easily the top of the line in performance, quality, and results, like the incredible Diesel New Zealand Grass-Fed Whey Isolate, the new Diesel Vegan, and the ALTRD State Pre-Workout, and many more. I've known about Perfect Sports for years now, and I've been working with them for months now. So if you want to get any of their amazing top-of-the-line supplements, click the link in the show notes below and save 20% off your order. Can you share with us, like, how did you feel your first photo shoot? Like, when you first saw your images that Paul showed you, how did that feel? Because maybe you can help
It
our
was,
girls go there, go with the
yeah.
visualize that.
So, first of all, when I went in really confident and went in thinking, you know, these are just, again, just people like me. And, you know, they were really welcoming and everything, you know, went just so, it was so fluid. It was so perfect. It was beautiful, right? They're just beautiful human beings. So, for the girls, again, don't worry about that portion of it. The images, though, when you see them, because as you're doing the shoot, you know, you're wrapped up in the shoot. You're not really thinking about your images or what they're going to be like. When you see them, you see a whole different you, and you perceive yourself in a whole different light, and your confidence, I can assure you, is going to spike. And you're going to want to do more. It really made me feel, you know, it wasn't just the beauty of it. It was that, you know, it was the celebration of, look at what my body's capable of. Because again, I come out of that illness and different, you know, variables. But, you know, looking at your, you know, how beautiful your body looks in your photos, you look and you really appreciate what you've done and the work you've put in. So, you know, I think being able to look at it and say, this is an appreciation of, you know, you're just going to appreciate your body so much more for what it can do for you. You're going to appreciate, you know, life. You're going to look at life in a whole different light, right? It's just, you know, again, you're going to want to do more.
So it's your
You
life before a photo shoot, and then you have a new life after your
new
photo
life
shoot.
after. Yeah, pretty much.
New
It's, you know,
version of
again,
yourself, right?
you're leveling up, like you said, to that version 2.0 always of yourself. And then it's like, well, I hit 2.0, what does 3.0 look like, right? So you're leveling up. But I can assure you, when you see the photos, you're not only going to be blown away with how artistic and beautiful they are, but you're going to have a whole new appreciation of what you just did for yourself, for your body, and a whole new confidence around that.
Love it. And I want to ask you, because every time I've asked you anything, like, do you want to do this? Or it's always been a yes. How do you manage your time and your boundaries? Are you more like a yes and I'm going to figure it out? Or are you just very specific on your yeses and your nos? How do you manage
Yeah.
everything?
So I've gotten to a point where I know what my goals are in life and what aligns with me. So if it's, I always have my saying is like, if it's not in alignment with me, out it goes. Like I just don't, it's not even on my radar. I don't think about it. I don't give it time. So when you hear me say yes to something, it's because I already know that it's something that aligns with me that I want. I will find a way to meet it and fit, you know, I again, it's fitting it into my life, not me living my life around it. You know, I will find a way to get there and not stress myself out about it because I believe we can do big things. You know, I always say to people, like, we can do hard shit, you know, pardon my language, hopefully I can swear on here. You know, so don't be afraid of that. Like just if it feels deep down like a yes. And I also find this for a lot of entrepreneurs and people that are in that space, very quick to say yes, usually, when they know deep down that that's what they want and need. And, you know, very, you know, again, we know what, you know, we're very confident in our decision making. So if it feels right, yeah, I do it. That's me. If it feels right, I'm absolutely all in. I'm either all in or all out. And that's sort of how I live my life. So, you know, if it's on my radar and, you know, anything you've asked me to do has been completely in alignment with my goals, it's always a yeah. It's a yes. And I know that, you know, again, having a team of people around you, like having you and, you know, if it's a shoot with Paul, having that team around me, I just know it's going to work. Right. So there's a lot of trust in the process. And yeah, of course it's a yes.
Do you have any advice for somebody that's kind of wondering how they want to do this? They would love to do something like, get into their best shape and do a photo shoot, but they
Right.
just are a little bit nervous. What would you say to them right now?
So I've had clients who I have one specifically, she's probably on here listening, who went from bed bound to she's done a full body recomp and she will be doing a photo shoot in the
Yay.
next, you know, upcoming months. And, you know, I think if there's any hesitance or reluctance, again, it's knowing you're capable of doing those big things. You know, things that we, the only thing holding you back ever is you and your own thoughts. And again, if you changed your thoughts and your beliefs to I can and I will, You can and you will. And if you put 100% effort in, you'll get 100% back out. So believe in yourself, have that self-belief. And I can assure you, you'll meet the goals. You'll get there. You'll, you know, again, any self-doubt is just that 3-year-old talking,
yeah,
you know, in your brain.
Shut down the 3-year-old.
Yeah, you know, shut it down. I always say, put it in the back seat, in the car seat, you know, ignore it, but don't let it drive the car. So yeah, we're capable of doing anything that we set our minds to, but we quite often will hold ourselves back. But the only person holding you back inevitably is you.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the community piece is huge as well. If you are utilizing the community in the right way, meaning like you're motivated by somebody like yourself who was a mom, just like a mom before, you know, you never saw yourself in this light of like doing a photo shoot and, you know, initially, right? And that's why I love this community, because if you're part of it, you will have people on the same path as you. You're going to have people a few steps ahead of you, which, you know, that are kind of showing you the way, showing you what is actually possible for you to feel that that motivation of like, I want to do that too. And then there's going to be some women that are a few steps behind you that you're going to kind of pull up and help as well. And that encompasses fulfillment and what community is really all about, because you're part of something and you're able to help in the community, but you're also very inspired by other women in the community as well.
Exactly.
Which, yeah, I think that's also important, because we can get in our own heads. Like, transformations shouldn't happen in isolation.
Right. And I did use the community a lot. Like, I wouldn't say I was quieter. I always did try to, you know, participate in the Flex Fridays, and I'd ask questions when needed, and, you know, maybe help people if they were asking questions, and, you know, I could respond to them. But, you know, I think, like, for me, I was looking at some of the girls doing the photo shoots, and that really motivated me. Like, that was amazing for me to see. I really enjoyed it. And again, like you said, I was behind them, and now I'm hopefully a motivator for somebody else.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, it really helped being a part of that community. And again, it takes a village, it takes a team, right? So it's nice to know that you're on a team, you're part of something bigger. That's what Strong Girls is about. Like, you're a part of something bigger. It's not just you, and like you said, in isolation, trying to grow, you know, like, again, seeds need water to grow.
Yeah.
And I feel like this community just waters those seeds. Like, it will help you grow in so many ways. And it may not just be all about a photo shoot or whatever, you know, whatever it may be, but it will help you grow in some area of your life that will be unexpected to.
And if you don't know what a long-term goal is, hop onto our Strong Girls goal. We want to be deadlifting with our grandchildren, right? So that's
exactly,
that's our long-term goal. And I feel like when we think of our goals that way, it relieves us from fixating on that, like, weight loss. Yeah, you might want to lose 20, 30 pounds, but if you're looking at your why, you know, like, our Strong Girls mission is that we're going to age well, we're going to feel amazing, we're going to look amazing, we're going to be able to be deadlifting with our grandchildren.
Right.
When we think of it that way, it's like, okay, am I living my life that way today? I am. Okay. Right. Awesome. That's amazing. I've succeeded. Right. And we're all doing this together, which is the movement, right? We want to be the best version of ourselves. We want to be strong. We want to be strong grandmas.
100%. And I always, you know, this kind of comes from, and I'm not the first person to say it, but the power of one more, the theory of one more, where, you know, you can do one more lift, one more, you know, and you're working towards your goal very, you know, again, in smaller increments. It's like, can I lift just, you know, a little more today? Can I do a little more and get closer to that goal of being that grandma that's, you know, really, you know, pumping the iron still into her 80s and 90s, which my grandmother did, by the way, and she lived until almost 100.
Oh my God, that's
So,
amazing.
you know, you look at the longevity and the strength of someone who does lift, and it is significantly different. So, yeah, you know, the strong girls, the alignment for me. My grandma was a strong girl, and she
Your
didn't
grandma was a strong girl. What was her
know
name?
it.
What was
Right?
her
Gert.
name? Gert.
Gertrude.
Grandma Gertrude. We
Yeah,
all
we
want to
used
be
to
like
call
Grandma
her
Gertrude.
Gertie. Yeah. She did
That's
not like her
awesome.
name, but yeah, but it's just an amazing, like you said, it's an amazing mindset and, you know, just the perfect way to live your life if you want that longevity, peace, and health, really, right?
Well, this has been amazing, Laura. Thank you for going deeper on your brain retraining. And it's so true. Like, we do really need the why behind everything we're doing, right? Or we're just going to fixate on that goal, and it's not going to be sustainable or maintainable if we don't kind of
Right.
go further, right?
Yeah, the why and the emotion. I always say to people, if your brain doesn't pair a thought and an emotion, it will just fall flat. If it's just a thought, it falls flat. So it's like, get that
We'll
emotion in
feel
there. Feel
it.
it. Feel it. Really feel
Feel
it. What
it.
does it feel like to be a strong girl? Right? What does that feel like? Really good.
Yeah, it was amazing. On top of
Yeah.
the world. Well, Laura, I'm gonna have you back on because you're amazing. And if anybody's listening here and wants our master habit checklist, just write habit in the chat. I know a lot of you are gonna tune in after. Write habit in the chat and I'll send it over to you. Laura, thank you so much for taking time out of your day.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, this is awesome. And we will see you all next week. I'll be getting into more of our why. I hope you guys all have an amazing Thursday, and we'll see you next week.
Bye, guys.
And that's a wrap on another episode. Guys, thank you so much for spending this time with me. I just love being able to share these strong stories and thoughts with you, and I hope you were able to take away a piece of inspiration from today. If there's one favor I could ask, please keep sharing, post a screenshot, share a direct link with a friend, or post a review and help spread the word so more people can tune in and find their strong. And if you ever wanted to subscribe to our Strong Fitness magazine and get the physical copy mailed to your doorstep for more inspiration and motivation, I will include the link in the show notes. And please feel free to use my Strong Girl 3 discount code to save. Guys, I cannot wait for the next show. I'm Jennifer Van Barneveld Pay. Take care and stay strong.